即使我没手没脚，但是那永恒的生命却是啊，我不会失去的。
He goes all over the world preach this gospel.
所以他到世界各地来宣讲啊这个福音。
And he's even married to a beautiful girl.
他甚至啊娶了一个啊这个漂亮的这个妻子。
And then he will have a child.
然后他也有了小孩。
And that is what is meant by waiting upon the Lord. He will give you strength like eagle flying to the areas that no one have placed.
所以这就是在像经文所说的那等候耶和华的他们必如鹰展翅上腾能够到我们其他人甚至去不了的地方。
And then he wrote a book called No Limps Without Limits.
后来他就写了一本书，我不知道中文的名字。
Even though he has no limbs, but there's no limit where he can go, what he can do.
他的这个英文的直接的翻译就是没手没脚也没有限制。
He can do everything through Christ who strengthens him.
他可以借着神耶稣基督给他力量做这一切的事情。
My last point is verse 31 also.
我最后要讲的这一点也是在第31节。
Spiritual progress and renewal when you are depressed.
在你的低潮在你的沮丧当中你可以得着属灵的这个复兴跟长进。
You shall run and not weary.
你可以奔跑却不厌疲倦。
And the Lord will give your path.Give you strength through your past.
所以神会给你这个力量来奔跑前面的道路。
So those who trust in the Lord will not be tired spiritually.
在那些信靠主的人在他的信心里面不会疲倦。
Even though physically, mentally, we may be tired doing the Lord's work or doing your calling.
也许我们在服事的道路在我们回应上帝的呼召里面也许我们的肉体我们的精神都有倦怠的时候。
Now this is a figure of speech expression those who trust the Lord will renew strength in the Lord.
这是一个比方的表一个表达是用一个比喻的方式来表达出来。
So what Isaiah is saying that we know that God will provide the strength we need.
以赛亚在这里是说我们知道神会为我们预备我们所需要的。
In other words, he will keep you until the end.
并且他会保守你直到这个最后。
My friend who died after preaching the gospel is a glorious thing.
我的那个朋友他这个在一直到他到至死之前他都宣讲上帝的这个话。
So that means he received strength until the end after he proclaimed the gospel, he met his master.
也就是说他从上帝从主那里得着力量宣讲神的道直到他见主的面。
So that's what you need and I need. We do God's work with what power, strength he gave us.
我们这也是我们所需是你需要也是我们所需要的就是从神那里得着这个力量。
I close with another illustration.
我最后用一个另外一个比方来做比喻来做结束。
In 1980s, there was a movie called Chariots of Fire.
在80年代有一个这个电影叫做《火战车》。
Anybody saw the movie?
是不是你不晓得有没有人看过这部电影
？I was 1981. Some of you were not born yet.
这个可能很多人还没有出生。
But anyway, this movie is about a story of a missionary named Eric.Little.
这故事是讲到有一个传教士叫做 Eric Little.
Eric Little was born in China.
他在中国出生。
So he was from Scotland.
他是从这个苏格兰来的。
And he was a good runner.
他是一个很会赛跑的一个人。
He won the University of Edinburgh track star and he won all the races in the university.
他在大学的时候这个参加各样的赛跑都得冠军。
And he joined the 1924 Olympics in Paris that year.
他到1924年的时候在巴黎参加这个奥运。
And he was good in 100 and 200 yard dash.
他是这个短跑100米跟200米的这个 的见驾。
So on their way to, from England to Paris, he found out his running heat was scheduled on Sunday afternoon.
结果他发现在从这个英国到巴黎的路上，他发现他的这个赛跑的时间是定在这个礼拜天的下午。
And he told the organizers, I can't do it because I'm a Christian. I honor God on Sundays. I will not run.
所以他跟这个主办人讲说，这我是基督徒哦，这个礼拜天要敬拜主，我不能够在那天参加比赛。
So they argued and pleaded with him. Even the king of Sweden persuaded him, tried to change his mind.
所以很多人都劝他，然后甚至这个瑞典的这个国王都劝他。
And he says, "No, my God, the Bible says I should not run. I should not do anything work related." On the Sabbath day,
所以他说我还是这个在这个主安息的日子这个不做任何的这些工作。
So somebody had an idea. It says, why don't you run the 400-yard dash on Monday, and then the other person will run on Sunday.
所以后来就有人提出这样建议，他说那不如你跟另外一个跑400米的人对调这个时间你就可以在礼拜一的时候跑那400米。
So Eric Little thought about, even though he was not trained to run 400, he says, okay, I'll try.
所以那个 Eric 他虽然他不是跑400米的，他说好，那我就试试看。
And prior to this, he would run every day in the beaches of Scotland or in China.
在这之前，他当然他平常就是在中国，在这个苏格兰，他都在海边这个跑步。
And his sister was says, "Eric, you're wasting so much time running. Why don't you just read the Bible and do God's work without running?"
他的一个姐妹跟他讲说，你花那么多时间在赛跑跑步上面，你为什么不就去读读圣经，做神的工作呢？
And he said to his sister something like this.
他就跟他的妹妹这样说。
You know, he says, I see God's pleasure in my running for him.
我在跑为主跑步的事情上能够寻求神给我的喜乐。
And by running, he says, I can see God's pleasure in me.
我可以在跑步当中，在我的生命里面寻求神的喜乐。
And that's why he says, God made me fast than any other university students in my time.
所以他说为什么，这是为什么神让我能够跑得比其他人快的原因。
So this man knew what is it to please God with his strength.
所以这个年轻人知道怎么样借着神给他的这个能力来讨神的喜欢。
And when the race came,
所以当比赛开始的时候，
somebody gave him a piece of paper.
有人就给了他一个小纸条。
And the paper basically said Isaiah 40:31. Those who trust in the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall run not tired, and they shall walk not faint.
这个基本上那上面写的就是以赛亚书40章，我们刚才看的第31节，那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾。他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
Yes, so he grabbed that piece of a Bible verse and start running.
所以他就抓着那个小纸条就开始这个他的这个赛跑的比赛。
He had never ran 400-yard dash in any race before.
他从来没有在以前从来没有跑过400米。
But he won.
但是他却这个赢了冠军那次。
Those who trust in the Lord shall receive new strength.
那些等候耶和华、信靠耶和华的，必重新得力。
They shall run yet not tired.
他们必奔跑却不厌疲倦。
They shall walk and not faint.
但是他们却行走却不疲乏。
Later on, Eric Little went back to China, Shandong actually, to be missionary, of course.
后来 Eric Little 就回到山东在中国做宣教士。
And he died in the Japanese concentration camp in the Weifang. Weifang.
他后来在这个日本人的这个集中营里面，这个死掉是在潍坊这个地方。
Even today, you can see his memorial in Shandong, in Weifang area.
你如果现在到山东潍坊的话，你还可以看到这个他的纪念碑。
Are you running the Lord's race today?
你是否今天在跑这个神给你的这个这个赛跑？
You can with all your weaknesses.
虽然你有各样的软弱，你也可以来跑这个竞赛。
At the end, you can say, "I fought a good fight."
所以到最后的时候，你也可以说美好的仗我已经打过。
I finished the race.
我已经那当跑的我也跑完了。
I have kept the faith.
我那当守的道我也守。
Now a crown of glory is waiting upon me.
那荣耀的冠冕在等候我。
Every Christian can say that.
所有的基督徒都可以有这样子的宣告。
If you walk before Him and using your faith as you run the course.
借着你的信心，你可以在主的道路上。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our Father, our God, we thank you for your word.
我们的父，我们的神，我们谢谢你给我们的话语。
We thank you for the power that is behind your word and the obedience come from obedient your word that we may draw power.
我们谢谢你这个话语里面的力量，也谢谢你给我们借着顺服从你话里得到的力量。
Be with those of us who are weak.
和我们这些心中软弱的同在。
That we may be strong.
好叫我们能够刚强。
Because your word says those trust in the Lord shall renew their strength.
因为你的话告诉我们说那些等候耶和华的必然重新得力。
Bless those who are weak and also those who are strong.
祝福那些坚强的，也祝福那些软弱的。
So that we may do God's work.
所以我们都可以一起来同做主工。
Bless this congregation.
祝福这个会众。
As they search the pastor in the future.
为他们未来聘牧来祷告。
Bless the congregation that they seek you and also run the race that is set before them.
也祝福这边的会众，让他们在他们人生道路的奔跑上面。寻求你的心意。
In the name of Jesus, I pray.
我们这样子奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.